You know, it's a time where I believe the Rosh Yeshiva's father said once that no matter where we're holding in our Yiddishkeit, everybody wishes we'd be sitting in the sukkah already. You know, let's get it over with. It's a burden. Whether I'm very tzushroken about it, whether I'm moderately worried about the Yom HaDin, whether I'm not so concerned, really, I'm not even focused or thinking about it. Oy halavai, we should all be sitting in the sukkah. Everybody wants to do that. Oh, I have a problem. Excuse me. Anyway, so this is something I think that we all have in common. So I want to maybe take your mind off sukkahs and maybe think that we could wait a little bit till we sit in the sukkah. And maybe there's a lot of good things that can happen that we can feel, that we can appreciate and can inspire us and maybe make us happy in these times which seem to be so difficult. One thing we have going against us is the name. You know, a lot is in a name. Hayomim Hanoiroim. They used to translate that days of awe, fear. So like already, it's what to get scared about. Everybody is, you know, to the extent that we pay attention. I have not seen or heard recently of anyone who fainted when they heard Rosh Chodesh Elul and in the Birkas HaChodesh, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter did. But, you know, Yomim HaNoroim, it's getting close, it's next week, it's a little bit overwhelming. And I thought if we could develop two perspectives, one about the nature of this fear, and maybe the goal of this fear, or one of the goals of this fear. And besides that, the opportunity that exists to be able to take advantage of this time, then maybe we can transform this into a much more positive feeling, experience, to the extent that we'll be a little patient. Then again, women are probably patient for sukkahs because there's a lot of work there. But, you know, they'll be patient until we sit in the sukkah. First of all, I'd like to share with you what I consider an amazing idea. It's a famous story, but the punchline and the insight from the Pirush HaMishnayos is something that I think we should all be able to relate to. The story goes that in 1959, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Briska Rav was very sick. He passed away actually right before Kol Nidre on Erev Yom Kippur that year. Rav Shach, who was close with him, came to visit him. And he saw that the Rav was very tzushroken. He was very nervous. He was very anxious. He was full of fear and trepidation. And it bothered him because the Rav was known to him, and in reality known to be a real Baal Bitochen. I like to say the Risk Rav worked on Bitochen as if he was a Baal Musar. Mamish, he worked on it, it was his thing, Bitochen Bashem, not Shaykh. And he asked the Rav, where's the Bitochen? He says, why are you so afraid? Why are you so nervous? And the Rav quoted for him the Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam. And he told him, he said like this, the Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, why don't we say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah says because, the Pirush HaMishnayos, oh, so the Mishnah says because Hashem is judging the world and this is not a time for Halal. So the Rambam explains, he says that the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are days of Hachno and Avoido, and Yiro Fafachad, fear and trepidation, Umonois, and running away because we're so afraid of the time, Umivrach Elov, running away, days of Mivrach, Umonois Elov. We run away, and we take refuge in the Rebbeinu Shalala's embrace. He says, so the Rav said to him like this, I'm working on the pachad so that I should achieve the bitochin, so I would be able to feel that true sense of trust in Hashem. Sounds like, from the Briska Rav, And it sounds like, from the Pirush HaMishnayos LeRambam, that rather than the Yira being the goal, that the Yira is the means to achieve the goal, that I should be bituchim, I should be batuach badin, I should face the Yom HaDin with a true sense of trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that can make all the difference. So the fear that he was exaggerating and underscoring and attempting to imbibe it himself was for the purpose of reaching a higher level of being able to trust Hashem in the Yom HaDin, that the Din will be favorable for him. And that was the goal. And that's what the Brisker Rav told him, and that's what it says in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The truth of the matter is that we say this on Rosh Hashanah. We say after the Tkiyas Shofar, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the anniversary of creation. Hayom Yamid Bamishpot Kol Yitzurei Olamim. All of the creatures of creation will stand in judgment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's two modes or two modalities of judgment. Im Kebonim, Im Ka'avodim. Either will stand in judgment as children or as servants. And then it goes on and says, Im Kebonim, Rachameinu Karachim Oval Bonim. If we're worthy still to be called Bonim Lashem Elokeichem, then we ask you, Hashem, have Rachmonis like a father has Rachmonis on his son. If we're still worthy, Ve'im Ka'avodim. But if we're not worthy even to be called Bonim, because the level of behavior and observance and Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Tiktok HaDin has not been to the level that we're worthy to be called Bonim, Im Ka'avodim, but we're still your Avodim, that we have to do, that whether you consider us worthy to be called Bonim, we Avodim we are. Im Ka'avodim, Einenu Lochotluyois Ad Shetchonenu V'soitzi Cho'or Mishpoteinu. Our eyes are hanging. We're looking to you. We're hanging them ad shetchoneinu, until you will give us chanino, a matnas chino. We don't deserve it. We're not deserving to be called bonim. We're lacking so much. But einenu lechotluyos ad shetchoneinu v'soitzi cho'or mishpoteinu. And you are going to make that judgment light. I mean light, physically light, but enlightened. That we'll have a good judgment in our favor. This is not supposed to be on. I'm sorry. Ad shetchoneinu v'soitzi cho'or mishpoteinu. So the reality is that there's two approaches. One approach is if we're worthy. Im kebonim. Rachameinu kerachem ovabonim. We're worthy. And we ask Hashem, please have rachmonis on the worthy. V'im ka'avodim, if we're not worthy, we have another approach to you, Hashem. We wait for you to give us a matnas chinuch. And einenu l'chotluyos ad shetchoneinu. We're not going to take our eyes off the heavens. We're not going to be masiach das for a moment. We're not going to give up. Ad shetchoneinu v'soitzi cho'or mishpoteinu. So there's a very positive influence. There's a very positive koyach. There's a very positive hashpah. That our bitochem b'Hashem, that our confidence, einenu l'chotluyos ad shetchoneinu, that He will give us a matnas chinom beyond what we deserve. And this we find, the Chofetz Chaim was medayek, it's a famous diuk, we find the Chofetz Chaim was medayek in Lamed Gimel, Ran Yud Tzadikim, in the capital there, which talks, Hayirtze Yachad Libom, Hameivin El Kol Maaseyam, Hashem judges the whole world, B'skira Achas. And then it says, Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireyov, He looks favorably on the Yirei Hashem, I guess those that are worthy to be called Bonim. And then the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma in there. I think the Radak learns it like that too. It says, La Miyachalim Lechastoy. Not Ha Miyachalim, Yirei of Ha Miyachalim, but La Miyachalim, to another group. There's another group. They're not worthy of being called Yirei Hashem. They may not be worthy of being called Bonim, but they Miyachalim Lechastoy. We're waiting for His chesed. We're waiting for His chesed, or we're waiting for His matnas chinom. And the next posuk says, "Lahasim amavis nafsham alchayusam barov." He saves them from death. He sustains them in hunger. And we await for Hashem's chesed. So in reality, the fear that we derive from this awesome title of Yomim Hanoiroim can really be viewed as a stepping stone to through the fear, because we know if there is no fear, the Brisker Rav, I think, also said a famous moshel that a person's walking along, he seems to be full of bitoch and everything is fine, and there's a guy behind him with a gun out. So he says like this: if he doesn't know that the guy has the gun out ready to shoot him, he's not a bal bitochen, he doesn't have a problem. But if he knows that the gun is there, ready to shoot, and everything is still fine, he's relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a bal bitochen. So the noirois of the Yomim HaNoiroim can be transposed to a state of mind of bitochen, to a state of mind of ad shetchoneinu, einenu l'chon miyachalo yisal shetchoneinu, and can give us a whole different sense of trust and of confidence in Hashem that He is in fact going to help us. And the reality is that most of us need this this chizuk as well. Because what happens with fear, this the Rosh Hashiva used to say all the time, the Pasuk says, Ki imcha haslicho l'man tivorei. With you Hashem, His forgiveness, in order that you be feared. And the Ramban is concerned, I guess, at the beginning of Dvorim, with the slicha doesn't bring out fear. Forgiveness makes less fear. The more that I know you're forgiving, the less that I'm going to fear you. The more that I think you're not forgiving, the more I should fear you. So it seems from the Ramban that the Pshat is like this: if not for knowing that Hashem is so forgiving, we'd be so overwhelmed with the neurois of the Yomim HaNeuroim that it would paralyze us, that we wouldn't be able to be afraid. We would space out, we would hide, we would go to sleep, we would run away. We couldn't handle it. We're overpowered, we're paralyzed, we're overwhelmed. It's too much, I can't handle it. Let me already sit in the sukkah. But in Imcha HaSlicha, whole different story, the Ma'an Tivore. Now I can allow myself to be afraid because I know the goodness of Hashem, I know the kindness of Hashem, I know the chesed of Hashem, I know the forgiveness of Hashem. And if I add to that the fact that I can have bitochem b'Hashem b'din, and we know it's the Mefurish, the Mishneh Berurah brings it, that Erev Rosh Hashanah, Megalchin, Mistaprim, we bathe and we groom and we clothe and everything to show ourselves that we're bitochem b'din. There's a message of showing ourselves betuchim badin. Now you might say, oy, 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 I'd rather the fear than to work on such a level of bitochen. It's a reasonable suggestion. Fear, at least I can relate to fear. I'm afraid, we're all afraid of things. Bitochen, to be betuch badin. All right, so we pushed it down a little bit. We're not talking about the vadois. We're not talking about being sure. We're talking about not giving up, keeping our eyes, waiting. Kaveh el Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kaveh el Hashem, as we say in the kapitel in the days of Elul. All right, but on the other hand, that's still very difficult, especially if I'm nervous. Especially if it's the Yom Noroim, especially if so much is at stake in the judgment, what am I going to do? It's hard to get there. So I would like to make a few suggestions to ease that difficulty as well, maybe from another angle. There's an amazing sentence, two sentences. It's a short piece in the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch, not about the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but in the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar by Yom Kippur de Yovel. On Yom Kippur of the Yovel, every 50th year, there's also a Tkiyas Shofar on that Yom Kippur. And that, on Yom Kippur, there's a Tkiyas Shofar also. And he says on that, he contrasts that Tkiyas Shofar with the Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And he says that the Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remind us of Akedas Yitzchok. One of the Taimim Rabbi Sadia brings also is to remember Akedas Yitzchok. And he says, what is that all about? So he says as follows. He says, we're supposed to remember what Avraham Avinu did. And to be Mitzayer B'Nafshenu, as if we were bringing an Akedas Yitzchok. To picture ourselves as if we did the same thing. And the S'chus of that effort to picture will turn the din in our favor. It sounds like, check inside to be sure, but it sounds like that sincere effort to really wish I could reach the level of readiness to be able to perform an Akedas Yitzchok and to be able to perform it as Avraham Avinu did Belev of Sholem. You know, Avraham Avinu had a very good teretz on Akedas Yitzchok. Chazal say, Esmo lamartali ki bi Yitzchok ki kori chozora. And today you say, Haleu l'oilo. Yesterday you told me, this is my Yerush, this is my future, this is the future of Klal Yisrael, the future of the world. My message will be carried on through Yitzchok. And today you say, Haleu l'oilo, bring him as a korban. Avraham Avinu wasn't even Maharer. He did it belev of Sholem, v'rotzo lishchet oyser belev of Sholem. So if we picture, but not picture Avraham Avinu, we have to put our faces in Avraham and our children's faces in Yitzchok, and we picture, I'm imagining, I'm pretending, I'm trying to imagine as if I could do such a thing. The Chinuch says that can bring about the schus bedin, that would be zeiche bedin, in the schus of that effort. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv to the greatest extent the thoughts of our hearts, the sincerity of our goals, the passion of our desires, that when we try, we're tempting. What is it? Must be that a picture can be very powerful too. We'll see that in a moment. But this picture, just picturing this picture, can enhance our capability. And the truth of the matter is, we know that. The Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Levracha always used to say, Chazal say, Hillel Machayev Aniyim. Hillel is Machayev Aniyim. So that means, because Hillel learned in his utter poverty, now Aniyim Amuchayev to learn Torah even in poverty. So the Rosh Yeshiva asks, he says, what's going on over here? He says, if the Oni has the potential, the capability to learn, then he's Mechuyev even without Hillel, if Hillel never existed. And if the Oni doesn't have the potential to learn, then why is Hillel going to make a difference in his life? I don't have the Koyach, I can't do it. A person is judged by his own Koyachas. It makes no difference whether there was a Hillel. Musman Zogun, you must say, that the existence of a Hillel, the picture of a Hillel, that picture that they describe of Hillel on top of the Beis Medrash ceiling, listening to the shir of Shmaya Vavtalion and covered with snow and freezing almost to death because he didn't have the couple of pennies to get into the Beis Medrash, seeing that picture enhances my potential. The image itself enhances my potential. There was a Hillel, now I have more potential. There was an Avraham Avinu who did an Akedah, now I have more potential. And I imagine myself looking like that, that enhances my potential. And the effort to enhance my potential, to be able to serve Hashem with the ultimate commitment in Mesiras Nefesh, Belev of Sholem, is a schus that can weigh over the whole din. So there are many things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that he will recognize, that he will be machshiv on for us in order that we should be zeiche in this awesome and awe-provoking time of din. If you want a bit of a tzir to just picture this concept, there's a famous tshuva, I think it was from Rabbi Ephraim Oshri, that they asked him during the Holocaust. It was asked to Shaila that it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the Nazis were doing a selectia. The selectia was 80 children from this, I was from the ghetto, I think, 80 children are going to be taken away. And we know when they took them away, what was going to happen. And this father comes to him with a Shaila. He says, my son is on the list for the selectia, but I have the ability, the connections, the money, the influence, to get him out and save his life. However, if I save his life, then they will have to, because 80 children have to be taken, they're going to take another child. And he asked the Rav, he said, am I allowed to do it? Can I save my son's life? And Rabbi Ephraim Oshri said to him, I don't know what to tell you. There's no one here to talk to, no one else to consult with. I don't have any sforim. I can't answer this question. And the father said, if the Rav cannot tell me that I'm allowed to take my son out and allow someone else to go in there, then I can't do it. Shevel tase, I can't do it. And he actually didn't do it. His son was taken to the selectia, and they say that he walked around the camp, that Rosh Hashanah, or the ghetto, that Rosh Hashanah, and he was saying to himself, I did Akedas Yitzchok. and performed Akedas Yitzchak. Weissner, he didn't believe Sholem. He could have rationalized, the Rav didn't give him an answer, so, you know, obviously it's not so portioned, it's my son, it's his life, it's his future. Instead, he rose to the Madrega to a certain extent, to a great extent, I don't know, we can't measure to what extent, of Akedas Yitzchak. These images, these thoughts, these ideas can elevate us. And if we can imagine ourselves on a higher level, doing a maisa that's so great and powerful, and the effort alone to put ourselves there can be the greatest schus that can be machriya in the din. There's another eitzah that the Rabbeinu Yoina says in the Yesod HaTshuva. Very interesting. In the Yesod HaTshuva, he says, there's a big problem with doing tshuva. And that's really what scares us the most about the Yom HaDin. He says the problem is that we have such baggage. We've done so many things wrong. The peklach of averus that we have are overwhelming. We're embarrassed. We're afraid. We're so used to it. It seems insurmountable the removal of the problems and of the difficulties and of the peklach of averus that we have. We'll never be able to get rid of it. And he says it shatters us. We are embarrassed to turn to Hashem. We are afraid to turn to Hashem. We are tumult in turning to Hashem. We can't even think straight because how can I stand in front of Bnei Olam to be judged on a Rosh Hashanah or a finalized on a Yom Kippur with so much baggage, with so much, and he knows even more than I know how heavy that baggage is. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says, in order to do tshuva, you must do one thing. He says you have to throw away the baggage. Throw it all away. Now, and not only that, he says, throw away not just the averus, throw away the schusim also. And look at yourself as if you were just born today. Born again, you know, that concept. As if you were just born today. What's going on over here? Is he fooling himself? Is he trying to fool us? Are we trying to fool ourselves? Obviously, this is a psychological tachbula. This is just human psychology. Picture yourself as if you were just born. So much so that if you're going to think that, well, I have a lot of mitzvahs, but I'm getting rid of the averus, it's not going to help. Because the mitzvahs still attach me to my past. That means I have a past. No, I have no past. You have no past? You're starting fresh? Then he says, all of a sudden, the busha disappears, the confusion disappears, and we find ourselves ready to come in front of Hashem and to set, to fix a path, to organize a path, to be able to follow in our lives and to bring ourselves to a tshuva shleima. And he says, if not, if we don't do this, we'll be left in that confusion, in that overwhelmed state, and we won't be able to accomplish tshuva. What do we see over here? We see something very interesting. That there's a certain psychological benefit. Not only that Hashem is machshiv when we picture ourselves in a certain way, but over here it's different. Psychologically, it makes it possible for us. We're overwhelmed, we're scared. Why are we scared? We got what to be afraid of. We've made so many mistakes this past year. We make so many mistakes every day. And it's really something to be concerned about. But there's an eitzah. There's an eitzah. Besides our bitochum Hashem, and besides our effort to elevate ourselves to a higher level, and through that to be able to achieve a schus that we might not ever really be able to achieve, and to be considered badin as if we overpowered, overwhelmed the whole din, and it all becomes in our favor, as the Chinuch says. But there's a tachbula. Let's picture ourselves. Today's the first day of my new life. I have nothing, nothing. Didn't do any mitzvahs, didn't do any averus. Have no connection to the past. Now, obviously, it's only a psychological trick. It's a psychological tachbula. But it works. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it works. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it's necessary. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it's the only thing that works. Because kol zman were overwhelmed and burdened by the past, and I would dare say, even if we don't realize that it's true, it's certainly true, the Rabbeinu Yonah tells us. Unless we can through some psychology, through some pretense, take all of that and just throw it away. There's nothing left. I'm new. And today's the day. I was born today. I'm a baby. I was born today. Somebody even wanted to suggest to me he has to go shopping now and get new clothes, otherwise he's not going to be able to feel this way. But we'll see what happens with that. But Lamaise, if I can feel that, then I have the opportunity to have the clarity of mind, to get rid of the embarrassment, and to be able to focus on planning an approach to change, and eventually, through that, to be taken, to be able to do a tshuva shleim. So there are eitzes, even though this situation is so grave and so serious, and we certainly have to be willing and ready and put in the time and the effort to make those things happen. I'd like to mention one other thing, and this is a bit on a personal note. But I think it will underscore how even the slightest little step can make a massive, major difference. It was Rosh Hashanah in the year of 1984, that I remember. It was the last year that we were living in Los Angeles. Came home from davening that night, and there was a wine decanter on the table with a long neck and a cap on top that I still remember quite certain from my grandmother's house when I was a little kid. And sat down to make kiddush, poured the wine, and then took the cap to put it back on top of the bottle. And I don't know what happened, but the cap was in my hand, and it touched at such an angle the long neck and slid it across. The whole bottle fell apart. It slid right across the neck. Unbelievable. And immediately my wife calls out, "Hapach nishbar, v'anachnu limlatnu." The trap is broken, and we escape. And we started to look into this union of Simon and Milsa, because that's what it was, Simon and Milsa. On Bereish Yaruch, the Gemara says that Simonim are somewhat influential or indicative of the fate of the coming year. And we looked into the sugya a bit, and we found that the union of Simon and Milsa is to be mechazik the bitochen. When I take that apple and I dip it in the honey, and I say, then I not only hope and pray that this will be a good and a sweet year, but I picture it, I feel it, I taste it on some slight level, and that can make a difference in giving a physical prop to prop up, to enhance my ability to have bitochen, to trust Hashem. And so too with the head of the fish, and with the carrots, and with the this, and in Hebrew, in English, in Yiddish, whatever language, it all works. Simone Milsa. And that's what happened. Hapach nishbar, v'anachnu limlatnu. So Simone Milsa, it added ever so slightly, and we were having at the time, I remember that summer, I had been to the Stipler, and we asked the Porsche to be mispalel, the matzah was so schwer with money, it was not shaykh. Well, the story goes that that year, the year of this hapach shenishbar v'anachnu limlatnu, it came to me with this, glorious contract to relocate on the East Coast, and I got a signing bonus the night of the thing. Did you ever hear that in this business? A signing bonus, $30,000, the signing bonus. You know, it was, the whole thing was very interesting, but that's not for now. But anyway, hapach nishbar v'anachnu limlatnu. Now what do we see here? What we see here is that the slightest difference, this wasn't bitochen. I wasn't sure we're going to have a great parnosa that year. When I dipped the apple in the honey, I said, I know it's going to be a sweet year. No. But it elevates, it actualizes, it crystallizes, it gives a picture, it gives a feeling, maybe even a feeling, maybe even a taste of that tefillah, of that feeling that I try to have in my heart, and it elevates it etvos, ever so slightly. And that can make all the difference. So we shouldn't be overwhelmed by the fact that the feelings of bitochen, or even the feelings of avodas Hashem, or mesiras nefesh, or anything that we need in order to properly face this Yom HaDin, are too overwhelming. Because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, He judges us according to ourselves. And in His world, every slight nuance of movement, of aliyah, of inspiration, of grabbing to an ever so slightly higher level is nechshav beyond anything we could imagine. And that's Simon and Milsa, and that's really the story of our existence. So therefore I suggest that we should not change the name of the Yomim Noroim, although remember the preparation for the Yomim Noroim was the May of Elul, the month of Elul, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, the relationship, the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We still shouldn't change the name of Yomim Noroim, but we should remember that the few days before they actually begin are Yemei Slichos. It's all about Hashem's forgiveness. With a havtocha that when we recite and we live the life of those Yud Gimel Midos, Sheyasu Lefonai Seder Zeh, Lo Yoshuvu Lefonai Reikom, we will never be turned away. And as we come to those Yomim Noroim, we should use that Moira as a stepping stone to instill in ourselves a greater sense of trust in Hashem, because of the desperation, because of the fear, because of the urgency of the moment. It should elevate us to rely more, to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Im ka'avodim, if we're not worthy for Ovinu, then we're worthy for Malkeinu, we're not worthy for Bonim. The Ramasho says, Im kibonim ka'avodim refers to Ovinu and Malkeinu. Then we say, Einenu l'chotluyo yisad shetchoneinu, our eyes are hanging, and to whatever extent our eyes can hang and wait and feel, and even ever so slightly more with the Simon and Milsa, can make a difference in the future for ourselves, in the future for our families, in the future for Klal Yisrael. Let's hope that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shetaki, give us a year where we could see a complete turnaround in the lives of Klal Yisrael. So much illness, so much suffering, so much pachad, so many natural disasters, so many difficulties, so many challenges, so much overwhelming that's overwhelming us, that people are just falling apart at the seams, and some of us know more than others how the Klal Yisrael is hurting within and without as a group and as individuals. Hashem should help that we should be zeicher, that we should be mekuyim in us tichle shono v'kiloi seho. This year, with all of its klolos, should end v'tochel shono u'birchoi seho, and a year full of brocha and atzlocha and mazel and refuah and yeshua should be chal for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.